Darrows lived in those.
Who's Dara?
And back Darrows, like Pobos.
Probros.
Oh God, sorry. I wish I didn't say that now. I bet it's in Wikipedia. I bet it's real.
Povo. No, it would be on
POVVO.
your
Pov.
Urban
Urban Dictionary.
Dictionary, yeah.
I have no idea. What kind of English are you speaking?
Poverty. It's short for poverty.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I proudly present to you, for your listening pleasure, We Heart Music Radio. Brought to you by the good people at weheartmusic.com.
All right, ready or?
Yes, go.
Hi, this is Bo with We Heart Music Radio. And as usual, it's Sally from Sydney.
Hello.
And world traveler return to We Heart Music Radio is Kristen.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, how have you been? Long time no see. Say you're looking good, fine as fine could be. I do like your hair and the clothes you wear. But if you were eggs, you'd still look good to me.
I missed you.
You're not changed a bit, my love.
I missed you.
You're not changed at all. Strange.
Hey, so let's get an update on your world travels.
That's been very kind. It wasn't really a world travel. It's more 10 days of epic musicalness. Where do you want me to start?
Hey, let's start from the beginning. What do you mean? So you went to a festival or?
No, I went to Manchester, Sheffield and London and Paris. Very quick trip. See a few friends.
Any music experience out of this trip?
I saw Idlewild in Camden on the last night that I was in London, but I did go to Sheffield, which is where Pulp were from, and that was like amazing.
Was it actually amazing because that's where
no,
they're from,
was,
or was it actually amazing?
It was actually a really lovely city because I thought it was going to be like really industrial, but parts of it reminded me of Newcastle.
Yeah, they've done well with a lot of those
yeah.
industrial.
I got a bus to Intake, which is where Jarvis is from, and that's a really funny suburb because it's up on a hill, and there's lots of like housing commission or what are they called over there?
Council
estates. Mm. But I also stood outside. My thing was I was going to Nick Banks's pottery shop, which is in Catcliffe. So I had it all organised, and I knew what bus to take, and I got on the bus. And it's like an hour's bus ride from the centre of Sheffield. And I thought, yeah, I'm going to go in. And
you could have at least bought some pottery.
Well, that was the thing. I was going to go in, look at the pottery and say, hey, put the band back together because you should.
See, Matt, if you had done that, you would feel totally responsible for them actually getting back together.
But knowing me, I loitered outside in the bus stop outside the pottery shop for like half an hour, and I felt very far from home. The thing about that pottery shop is where they rehearse, so yeah, that's where they like did all different class and his and hers. So I got to stand there.
You didn't buy anything, or
no? I just stood out the front. I was like about 10 meters away. I looked very
suspicious.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I just felt really far from home. I was like, I'm in the middle of England. No one speaks like I speak.
Were there many people in the shop? Like, would it
No,
have...
it's like next to a car, an auto mechanic kind of place, and it's underneath a train bridge. So it's like it's in an archway kind
okay.
of thing. Yeah.
So it wouldn't have looked like you were just passing by.
No, it definitely didn't. It was, It was, I think even the bus drivers looked at me a bit funny because obviously I spoke funny compared to them. They're like, why would you want to go to Cutcliffe? It's no Cutcliffe. But look, it was good. It was good. And I walked around Sheffield for about a day, and I had Sheffield Sex City on in my iPod.
Years in the housing benefit waiting room. I must have lost your number in the all-night garage. And now I'm wandering up and down your street calling your name. In the rain, whilst my shoes turn to sodden cardboard. Where are you? 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 Where are you?
Where are you? Oh, that's all I wanna do. I'm still trying hard to meet you, but it doesn't look like happening, cause the city's out to get me, but I won't sleep with her this evening, though her buildings are impressive.
I got to see a lot of the suburbs that are spoken about in various pulp lyrics, so look, that's all I really wanted to do, I think.
Mission complete.
Yeah, yeah, it was good, and I went to Manchester and did the same thing. Saw the Hacienda, or where the Hacienda used to be, and went to the dry bar.
Yeah, let me get this straight. You basically went to England to do kind of like a pulp tour.
Kind of, sort of. I think, you know, I've been a fan of all these bands since I was about 14, and you kind of build up this image in your head of these places, and to be honest, you get there and it's like, oh, no, it's not that it's bad or it's good, it's just their places, just like where you're from, but greyer, slightly dirtier. But it was good for me, you know, and I'm going back in June, so I'll get to see the band then.
Great. So, yeah, actually, I did a very similar trip to England when I was younger, and I basically did a Morrissey tour, like an unofficial Morrissey tour, where all the pictures that he's taken with the landmarks, and we went and did the same pose as he did, and basically, very retarded, basically.
I felt a bit strange because people were asking me. I actually caught up with a friend in Manchester from high school, and people were asking me, why would you want to come to Manchester if you're from Australia? And it's like, well, I kind of like the music that comes from here. I didn't get out to Salford Boys Club. That was a bit too far because I found Manchester a bit scary. But
I like it better than London.
Yeah, the sun was out in Manchester. It rained.
It's weird because it's supposed to rain most days in Manchester.
Well, it did. I always took my coat out with me, but I got some sun. I did go to Macclesfield, which is where all the Joy Division people kind of come from, and that was the most petrifying part of the trip. Macclesfield is very grim.
Here's the thing about the Salford Lads Club is that for some reason I've always thought it was green, but when I actually got there, it was, it's like made out of bricks and it's red. Yeah, so anyway, that's actually pretty awesome. I thought Manchester was very cold when I was there. Was it pretty chilly or?
No, it was quite, I was there in August, so it was
summer.
It was humid, actually. Like, it would piss down or it would rain, and then the sun would come out and it would be quite warm. But I did wear jeans. Like, I didn't walk around in shorts or anything. But I didn't. I had, like, a rain jacket with me, but I didn't feel the need to wear a jumper or anything the days that I was there. It was nice. I got off the train station, the sun was shining, and then it pissed down.
So I'm actually glad to see that.
One more thing. I did I stayed at the Ibis, and it was directly, and I don't know how I did this, but because there's like about three Ibises in the middle of Manchester, and I was like, oh, I'll just stay at this one. And it happened to be directly over the road from the old factory offices, which is now a club. So I popped in there for two nights, and it was kind of stupid, actually. It's like an indie club.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's not so bad.
The nights that I was there, like it was a Sunday, no, it was a Monday and a Tuesday night, and it was like just dub music, which is fine, but.
Like techno?
Yeah. No, just like reggae kind of stuff.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but it was cool because they had like all the Hacienda posters out the front, and the gate or the door that you go in like had the factory thing on it. So that was. I don't know how I did that. Obviously, it was just meant to be.
Is the Hacienda still open?
No, the Hacienda closed, I think, about 97, and then they made it into apartments. But they called the Hacienda apartments.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. That was actually really cool. Yeah, I didn't go into anyone's apartment. I just loitered once again.
Well, you wouldn't really go into some apartment.
No, it was cool because a lot of things have happened on that corner where the Hacienda is or was. And
so I'm glad to hear that Idlewild is still kicking it. Do you have their new album or anything? Are they any good? Or
look, I stopped listening to them about 10 years ago. I like that Rosability song.
Oh, yeah, it's a good
album. Yeah, that album was all right. I can't remember what it was called. No, it was the one before 100 Broken Windows. Look, I only went because what else are you supposed to do in Camden on a Friday night?
They're not British, though. They're aren't they like...
They're Scottish.
Yeah, they're Scottish, yeah. So are they on tour then?
No, it was something to do with BBC. They were recording like BBC 2 there, like one of those shows. I can't remember the DJ, Chris Moyles or something. I think he was, yeah, it was his show and they were recording it. So I'm being recorded screaming on.
You scream?
Yeah, I screamed on the
BBC. Scream-worthy band.
Yeah. Oh, look, it was all right. It was free. Gertrude Stein said that's enough. I know that that's not enough now. Gertrude Stein said that's enough. I know that that's not enough now. Gertrude Stein said that's enough. The rose ability. There is no rose ability.
So so with that out of the way, are you guys ready for the show? That was just a warm up. All right, so Sally, I want to do like a Britpop type of show, but it doesn't look like we're kind of prepared for it.
What's there to talk about with Britpop? Britpop's over. Like literally, I'm kind of glad that it is over because it was supposed to be over about a year ago. Going by what Johnny says, he's going to do something else, so I think that would be good instead of playing Arctic Monkeys and all that shit. There's better music than British music. There's heaps of other stuff that people can play.
I sense a hatred for the Arctic Monkeys.
Look, like Sally, she's of a certain time. I'm of a certain time, and I don't like Kaiser Chiefs or any of that. I'd never buy it. If I want to listen to the Kaiser Chiefs, I'll listen to Blur. Oh, I can tell Gorillaz.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So you went to see, like, is it a DJ set then?
Well, I went to see Gorillaz, and then we went down to a bar, which is down on the harbour, and he was doing a DJ set down there after the gig.
Now, I saw the pictures. They were really amazing. Like, you're literally standing right next to Damon.
Yeah, He put his hand out a few times. We grabbed his jacket. You know, the usual crap that you did. It was exciting. And he looked very healthy as well.
Yeah, he looks great.
Yeah.
So what kind of music does he DJ or?
And he played some good stuff, actually. He played Clash. He played Sugar Hill Gang. There was no Blur. Yeah. I think he played Stone Roses as well. Apart from that, I don't really remember because I had about 4 cranberry and vodkas in me by that time. Laughing gas, these hazmat, fast cat, lining them up like crack.
my chocolate attack. Shit, I'm stepping in harder this year. Yeah, been repping in harder this year. Watching as I gravitate. Ha 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 ha. Yo, we gon' ghost town this Motown with your sound. You in the blink, gon' bite the dust. Can't fight with us. With your sound, you kill the ink. So don't stop, get it until you chin it.
So, so how was the Gorilla show though? Was it pretty?
It was amazing. It was well worth the entry fee, and it was just a good vibe. Everyone was dancing.
That's a pretty huge venue, right, for the Gorilla?
Yeah, it was. I'm losing my voice.
Dear me. Yeah, finish talking.
Yeah, finish talking. No, it was good. It was good. I can't really remember. Started a month ago now. Bobby Womack, that was exciting.
Wait, who's...
And the two guys from The Clash.
Oh, right. So they were actually in the audience, or did they help out Damon?
No, they're on bass and guitar.
Have you seen the new album that you can get?
Yeah,
off
and it's good. It's good, actually.
So did you get a chance to listen to that free album?
Yeah, I downloaded it, I think, New Year's Day, because when did it come out? Christmas Day. I think it came out then, and yeah, I had to listen to it, and it's kind of a bit more backgroundy music, like it's,
well, it was written on a tour,
yeah, and on an iPad,
yeah,
which I find very, very, very odd, but cool at the same time.
So yeah, it probably wasn't super well thought out, but you know, it's pretty impressive that they can do such a thing.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a scrapbook, actually. That's what I sort of associate it with.
It sounds like maybe they're just throwaway B-sides or something that they weren't really going to charge money for, so they decided to just give it away.
Yeah, possibly. I actually think the last Gorillaz album is the best of all. How many have they released? Three. This is their third one. Yeah, I think it's the best out of the three of them.
It definitely has a theme to it versus the other two albums.
Yeah. I think I like it because, like, I like hip-hop, but I'm not really into hip-hop that much. But this album's a bit more dancey and electro, I guess. And I kind of like that sound.
Yeah. Did you buy the deluxe edition then?
No, I just got the album. Actually, got the album with my ticket.
Oh, wait, they give you the album when you buy a concert ticket?
That's what they seem to be doing these days.
Sometimes.
Yeah. You buy the ticket, you get the album.
Oh, that's actually kind of cool. But aren't you paying more?
Possibly.
Sometimes they make you pay
like
a little bit more if you want it actually on a CD, but if they can give you a download for less. And yeah, they're just, I don't know, trying to, yeah, you see it quite often now, like gimmicky sort of stuff like that, trying to get people in, although it wasn't probably that difficult to get a full crowd for Gorillaz.
No.
So it wasn't sold out then?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, okay.
They did like a massive tour of Australia. They played all the capital cities apart from Darwin.
So here's the thing with the download stuff is that as a gift for people to pre-order their tickets in advance, they often bundle with a free download. So it's kind of cool because that way the band knows how many people are going to show up at the show. Because a lot of times people are they're going to wait to the last for the day to show up.
Yeah, that hardly ever happens for big bands here. They usually sell out within, you know, a day or so. Depends who it is.
And his water breathers, no snail thing too quick for his water feeders. Don't waste time with your net. Our net worth is set, ready, go. Many know others.
What?
We be the colors of the mad and the wicked. We be bad, we be bricked with the 24-hour sign. Shower mind habits while you dine like rabbits with the crunchy, crunchy carrots. Gotta have it super fast.
Anyway, so speaking of Britpop, Sally, you had met a guy?
I didn't meet him. I was just kind of, I came across this website
And he's not British. It's kind of, it's a record label called British Pop Songs. And I thought, oh, I'll have a look at it. Because I thought, oh, maybe there's some new stuff that's worth listening to. You know, it's all right. I've had a listen to, like, there's this guy called Magnus. I'm assuming that's how you pronounce it. He's actually Danish, as far as I can tell. So I don't know how that relates to British pop songs, because he's clearly not British. It kind of, the label seems to promote bands that are sort of in the style of British pop, but I haven't listened to any of the other artists, so I can't really comment. Yeah, it's interesting. It's kind of a good concept. It's kind of jumping on sort of the Britpop bandwagon, it seems, more so than actually being Britpop. But, you know, it's worth a listen and you can form your own opinion, I think.
So just to clarify for people, his name is actually Magnus.
Well, his name's Magnus, yeah. I think that's his artist name.
But when I see it, I just want to slow down, like, Magnus.
Yeah, okay, that's cool.
So does he sound Britpop?
It's not really, it's not that poppy. It's, I don't know how to describe it.
Is it jangly?
No, not at all.
Is it like The Jam? I'm kind of getting the vibe from their website that they're like into The Jam.
It's not really like The Jam.
That's a good thing, man. Is it like The Smiths?
No, it's just him, really, it seems. I'm not sure what sort of backing band he has. Not really.
Good.
it's rock, I suppose you'd call it. Yeah, it's worth a listen.
All right, any particular song you want to check out?
Yeah, I don't really know. You can pick whichever one you like.
First song it is.
Yeah. Having a look at this website, because I will look further into it, because there's a few other artists which, you know, could have potential. Who knows? They've also got their own radio station as well, which...
So, just for everybody, it's britishpopsongs.co.uk?
Yes, it is.
And I guess you can sample some music while you're there. All right. The next topic I have on here is Playground Weekender 2011.
Yes, I don't know if it's true, but I've just found a sort of a rumour. I don't know if it's a rumour, but Dove's were meant to be headlining Playground Weekender, and I've just gotten, someone's just told me that they've cancelled their tour, but I can't seem to find anything else related to that on the internet, so I won't say that for sure yet, but that'd be quite disappointing if they have, because that was pretty much the reason why I wanted to go to Playground Weekender, although Cool and the Gang... Awesome.
What's your favorite Coup and the Gang song?
I don't even know one. I probably do, but I wouldn't know the names of any of them. Are they like disco?
No, they're like from the 80s. I think there's a song that they have called Rosanna, which I really like. Okay, so I see Tricky's playing along with Kate Nash and UMI and Tori Emoy.
I get one of the interesting things. I think the only interesting thing about that festival is the dude from Depeche Mode is doing DJ.
Oh, Andy Fletcher.
Andy Fletcher.
It's quite a good festival, actually.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's really relaxing and kind of a bit more laid back than any of your other festivals. They've also got, I think this year they've got like a sort of more... like a rockabilly kind of tent happening. They've got Betty Ayres, who are the dude from who used to be in Girling and a couple of other guys who are a bit rockabilly-esque. They're pretty cool. Plus, I don't know who else. I did read it, but I've forgotten it. So I don't know. I hope Dubs are playing. I don't want to trek all that way for nothing. I mean, for not Dubs.
Well, I mean, they get a lot of, like, British bands and bands outside of Australia, but I notice there's a band on here. I think Midnight Juggernauts are from Australia, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like them?
I'm not a fan.
About 4 years ago, I did.
They sound kind of hard versus some of these other bands on here.
No, they're more dancey.
Yeah. They're industrial dance. Music, well, not really industrial, but more so than...
I had their very first EP that they put out, which, like, you cannot find. It was really exciting when I first heard that. It was like no other bands were kind of putting electronic stuff with guitars and that. Not that it's, like, a new thing, but it was really cool.
And... Yeah, they kind of started the whole...
Yeah.
You know, the first of the...
And then the presets and cut copy, and, you know, that was exciting, but it's a bit fashionable. You know, you've got to have the right... T-shirt and jeans, like, can't be arsed. Cannot be arsed. I was going to give it to my mum. This is very good fit. Nah, that's what they wear. That's the thing. That's what they would wear.
So mum will be right.
Yeah, no.
When I give it to her.
Do you know what? If your mum wore that with, like, black jeans and, you know, sneakers, that's really cool, actually.
$9 threadless sale. Yes,
it's beautiful. No, it's lovely.
It's more of a joke.
Yeah, oh, okay. See, I would think that would be a fashion. That would be with the kids. Kids would love that.
My mum just wears it down at Woolies.
Your mum is awesome. Your mum will be awesome when she's born.
I'll send you a link of the shirt so you can tell.
Okay, yeah, what are you talking about? Is it like a holes in the shirt? What's going on?
No holes, except for where you put your arms and head and body. It has three cats on it, a moon, and pianos.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Oh,
here it comes.
Here,
here we go. Hang on. I'm clicking on it. Is it keyboard cat? Oh, it's keyboard cat. No. This is a thing, keyboard cat. And it's also the wolf moon shirt. So it's combining two awesome things into one.
Belle and Sebastian, who are playing the Opera House in March.
Nice. So how expensive is this?
It was $90.
But it's at the Opera House.
And I'm in row D. So I'm very excited.
$90.
Yep.
Wow.
It's what we have to pay.
It's at the Opera House.
Yeah.
It'll be awesome. It'll be really good.
It's a nice.
And I'll be actually close enough to the stage to be able to see them without binoculars. Like, unlike when I went and saw Dylan Moran there and I couldn't even see his face because I was up the back. Z, double Z, I don't know.
Have you seen Belle and Sebastian before?
I've seen them, I think, 3 times.
Wow, that's one more than I have.
Three more than I have.
Awesome.
You've never seen them, Kristen?
No, I'm not. I'm not well versed in Belle and Sebastian. I do like the album. It has that frog song on it, and it was like a black cover with green, which is a later album, which is not like people go, ooh.
Yeah, that's actually their worst album.
Oh, is that? Well, I really like that album.
They're all good in their own special way. But a lot of people don't like that album and a couple around it because it's not like it's not old Belle and Sebastian.
It's more New Belle and Sebastian. I like New Belle and Sebastian.
But except look, their newest album is kind of a bit more old Belle and Sebastian.
That's why I like it. That new album, Right About Love, it's actually pretty good if you get a chance to listen to it. Stop the World. Yeah, I don't like new Belle and Sebastian, but old Belle and Sebastian I'm definitely a fan of. The best album to me is the Boy with the Arab Strap. That's a good one. And then you can work backwards and then go to anyway. But yeah, so I bet you they're gonna be playing a bunch of songs from the new album. So if you don't like the new album, I don't know if you'll like seeing them live.
I think they'll play kind of a wide range of stuff, because last time I saw them they didn't just play their newer album. They've always, you know, the few times I've seen them they've played just heaps of different things. It's awesome. And hopefully it's such a much bigger stage than any other stage I've seen them on, and hopefully they'll have like their full kind of band, not just the six of them or however many there are.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. Anyway, and you know what? The best song, in my opinion, is Books. Or not Books. Your Cover's Blown. I've only seen them do it live once on the last tour. So I'm hoping on this new tour that they do that song. And I kind of doubt it, but because it's a very fairly long song, lots of lyrics, and you know, Stuart tends to forget his lines. That I don't think they'll play, but I'm hoping, and there's no, they're not playing anywhere near me, so I'm kind of sad.
Planning a break is such a tricky thing, because you move through the country, she comes back again, and then you move through the city, but she calls abroad. Is she telling you something? Is she getting bored? I need a change, I'm a lazy rat if I am honest, but my bold change of tack will fit up with the summer. I've got no appetite and all the girls are bummers.
Anyway, there's many more bands, good bands playing, and Kristen is seeing all the ones I think that I want to see, so she can list them for you.
I'm going to see Holy F next week, which I don't know you know about. They're like a coming out from Sydney Festival.
Oh, who knows, but
holy f***, we'll call them Holly F. And I'm going to see, I guess, which is good, kind of, sort of, sorry. I'm going to see Primal Scream next week.
Oh, great, yeah.
Scream and Delica.
Are you going to the complete Stone Roses?
No, I'm not. If I wanted to, I'd go to Primal Scream.
I wonder who would go to that.
Backpackers, because it's like, could you?
Yeah.
But the thing about Primal Scream is they're doing Screamadelica, which is like one of my all-time favourite albums. So, and I've heard that the show is quite good. So
it will be good.
Yeah. And I'm interested to see how they actually do it live, because, you know, you listen to that album and it's a lot of production. So it'll be good.
And Manny's doing another DJ set.
He is.
At the World Bar.
Yeah.
Wish I didn't hate the World Bar so much.
Wish I wasn't going to Holy F, but anyway. We went on a boat with Manny.
That was awesome.
What else can you want?
That was possibly the best night ever. Well, not really.
But
it was pretty good.
Yeah. And I hope to get a Primal Scream Screamadelica shirt with the sun on it. I want a red one with the sun on it.
I'm sure they'll have
it. Yeah, same here.
Just what is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded, and we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, wait, baby, let's go.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a party.
Roxy Music in February.
Are you going to Belinda Carlisle?
Yes, I am. I'm going to Belinda Carlisle. I knew I forgot something. I knew it. Yes, there's a few of us going to Belinda Carlisle, and she's actually playing in Newcastle, would you believe? Would you believe?
I'd believe that.
Yeah. Bless her cotton socks.
Where at? Entertainment Centre?
No.
Civic Theatre?
No.
Where?
West's.
Oh, my God, how awesome.
I know. What could be better? Unfortunately, we're not seeing her there. We're seeing her at the Poo Poo Hotel.
Wait, how old is Belinda?
Look, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter how old she is. She's still awesome.
Oh, how do you know? You won't know that until you've seen her.
Yeah. She was in the Go-Go's. What else can you, like, and she's friends with Iggy Pop. Like, what else is cooler than that?
Iggy Pop is like a man of 20 years old, but with a body of like a 95-year-old man.
Oh, it's revolting. Mm. It's revolting. And actually, Iggy is out here for the big day out. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he'll come on stage with Belinda Carlisle.
When is she playing?
The 8th or the 10th of Feb.
Well, like, no.
He might stick around.
I doubt it.
I hope so. Look, Belinda, she's all right. She's all right in my books.
Oh, I love Belinda Carlisle, and I've never seen her live, but you know, I really got into her and the Go-Go way after you know, that she stopped touring. So I'm kind of surprised that she's touring now. Is it just Australia?
She obviously needs the money.
Yeah,
and I'm with.
That's a given, but is it just Australia?
I don't know. I'm not that much of a fan, so I don't keep track of her. But
she might be just. It might just be a self-funded holiday.
Yeah,
she might just be coming for holidays and funding it by doing a one-off show at Coogee Bay Hotel.
Oh, and Newcastle.
Yeah. She just wants to go there so she can maybe meet my mum. And play some pokies. And have
hang.
Go to the Carvery.
Yeah. She has heard about it. She has heard about it. She's like, I want to go there. I want to tour there. I want to play the best show I've ever played there.
All right. All in that keyboard cat shirt.
Did you go see Maya the other night?
No. I'm not like...
I thought you had tickets for some reason.
No. I where it's on at, Bex Festival Bar. You got to be cool. And obviously I didn't have my keyboard cat shirt.
Damn.
Yeah.
Any other bands coming up then?
Have you seen any Sydney Festival stuff yet?
Yes, I went to something on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm. That was that thing at the town hall?
Yes, and it was really good. It was very good.
I want to go to that actually.
The Sydney Festival is on, which is festival.
Mm. Yes.
That is on in January, and they get lots of good bands out.
Yeah, like, it's kind of like music,
arty,
art. Yeah.
Theatre. Sydney becomes alive.
For once. I had my name up in lights on...
Yes, I got my email, but
at
I...
At 4:04 yeah. in the morning.
Mine was on at 5:14 in the afternoon.
Wait, how does this work? What's the scam?
No, we're not going to go there.
Send you a link.
Yeah. Yeah, so I went to a thing on Wednesday night at the town hall, and it was called Live, and... They had Jarvis Cocker, Peaches, both the Wainwrights, Rufus and Martha, and someone from My Morning Jacket, various Australian, Kate, no, what's her name? Sarah Blasco, Kate, she looks like a Kate. And they were all singing their own songs, not live, it was called live, but they weren't actually there, they were just installations on big screens. And you'd go in, they'd give you headphones, and you would just sit there while they sang their song unaccompanied. Okay. But they did, some of them like had a guitar or piano, but it was just them and their song.
So Acapulco.
Acapulco, yeah. Acapella, you might
Acapella.
Mean.
You're right, you're right.
Acapulco, yeah. And it was really good. It was really, really good. There was lots of people there and you just kind of sat, like these screens were about as big as your wall just there. And you just kind of flipped between all the songs and...
Did you have to move around?
You could. We just kind of stood in the, well, sat in the middle. Like the screens are that big that you can kind of look over there. They're just on screens. Like obviously it was filmed somewhere. Yeah, it's just them and their song and them singing it. It's an art. It was culture. We'll be cultural.
Which song did Jarvis sing?
He sang Further Complications.
Oh, wow. That must have been awesome without any music.
Well, it was just him. You know, he's got that little tiny guitar. He's got that, yeah, it was just him and that. And he wasn't my favorite. The girl from Maloko, the Roshan, her voice is amazing anyway, but hers was really, really good. And
I want to go now.
Yeah, no, it was like it was $15, but it was we were there for about an hour and a half, just kind of just sitting and listening.
Plotting.
And they had Australian musicians. And the guy from the presets, the Julian?
I don't know them.
One of them. You know that song, White People?
Yeah.
Like, it's terrible anyway. Mm-hmm. But he has a horrible voice.
And he sung that.
And he sung that without, not even like anything. It was just him singing it. And I never realised how shit that song really was. The lyrics.
I can picture
just,
it now.
I actually turned it off. I was like, I'm not going to watch this. I'm going
to
watch
something. You need
else.
To be drunk to like that song.
You need to be about 18.
Yeah.
The guy from the Drones, like the singer, Gareth. The Drones are like this Australian band that have always applauded with very good reviews, but I've never really.
I've actually saw them before.
Yeah. Yeah, but he was probably my favourite, actually. His song was really, really good.
So you have two favourites.
Oh, two favourites. Roshan, the dude from the Drones. Oh, and Peaches, just because it's Peaches. And
did she get her bits out?
No, she did have glitter on. Like, she had a glitter thing on.
Bedazzled?
Yes, it was. It was bedazzled. She was bedazzled in every way.
Cool. Well, yes.
Go see. Like I said, I'm going to see Holy. I can't remember who's supporting them.
Where are the Holy from?
America.
I think if you look that up in Google.
No, you will. Like, they're a proper band. You won't, like, find.
Oh, yeah. Right. There you go.
I think maybe Canada? Yeah.
Canada.
Yeah.
What did they sound like? Are they pretty rock and roll?
Not rock and roll, but
their genre is rock, according to my sport.
Oh, okay. no, a bit, I would, dancey. You know my disco? Kind of a,
yeah.
They're ungenreable.
They seem like a fairly new band. I mean, they've just formed like in 2005 or so. So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Pretty new.
Yeah, they're new. They're good though.
Oh, they have a rapper named Beans.
Yeah. No, they have this really good song. I can't remember what it's called. Can you go down? It might be in their playlist.
Oh!
Yeah, Latin America. That's probably my favorite song of theirs.
Shall we end the show with Latin America since
yeah,
you are?
Yeah.
You are our special guest of honor.
Am I? Cool.
Anyway, so, hey, Kristen, thank you for showing up and hanging out with Sally and I and talking about music.
No, that's fine. I miss it. So,
and you got a free shirt.
I got a free shirt. You know what? I'll probably go home. It smells fun.
I haven't worn it.
No, it's new. No. music related because this is actually proper. Just RIP, Trish from Broadcast.
Mm.
Yeah, very sad because I saw her like only a month ago.
Oh, wait, is she the singer from Broadcast?
Yeah. And I actually saw her. They toured here for the first time and then she got that disease here and I feel really bad.
Because you breathed on her.
Wait, can you start from the beginning? She died? When did she die?
Yeah.
January 14th.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. She's beautiful, isn't she?
Beautiful people can't die.
Look, when I saw her, she looked deathly. Like, she's kind of got that heroin chic look. But amazing music and just really, really sad because she got it while she was on tour here for the first time. Who picks up the fucking flu in Australia in summer?
People with no immune system.
Yeah. No, it's really sad. So maybe you could end with a Broadcast song.
Oh, yeah.
No, seriously.
I love Broadcast. I'm just really, like, this is the first time I've heard that she died.
Oh, really? Oh, I was bummed out for like a day. I was like, oh, my God.
You won't find it by yourself. You're gonna need some help and you won't fail with me around. Come on, let's go. Been saying things, it's hard to tell who is real in here. Come on, let's go. You'll all be to tell tonight where things change. Come on, let's go. Stop looking for answers in everyone's face. Come on, let's go. What's the point in wasting?
So did you do a lot of shopping then in Camden Town?
Oh, not so much in Camden, but I bought up big on the CDs and the books, really big, that they had to put all my luggage in the plane.
Did you have to pay more?
Yeah, I had to pay more.
So, oh, well.
Yeah, I didn't care.
Wait, so did you go to the HMV then? Or
no, my friend Maureen took me to this shop in sort of just off Covent Garden, and it was kind of like a HMV. It was called Plop or Pop. No, yeah. And it was Plop. I don't know. And they just had like all these CDs and these books. And when she said, I'll take you to the shop, I was like, oh yeah, whatever. And we went in and I kind of went a bit crazy. Yeah, I bought like 6 books and about 6 CDs and some vinyl, so they're not particularly smart, but they've got something
about
them.
They've got the tunes.
They got the tunes.
They're not trying too hard.
Yeah, they're not like, oh, let's put this in 6/8 times.
The best quote that I've heard about Oasis is that they play uncomplicated rock and roll.
It's true. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand that.
But you know what? Who I actually recently rediscovered that I really like is the Wonder Stuff. I don't know if you like them, but
I was reading the thing on the website. Actually, I thought I vaguely remember someone saying they didn't like them because the singer has shit hair.
Yeah, I did. I hate his hair. I think I don't know. Like, there's something about that band that makes me think of Dodgy and all those bands with long hair.
I only really have ever heard, to my knowledge, one Wonder Stuff song, and I just thought it was, like, I like cheesy stuff, but that just was beyond.
No, anyway, I guess I recently will admit to liking them because, wow, you know what, I guess I'm going to have to try to track down more of their old stuff.
Hmm.
And it looks like they're, like, on tour with the Levelers, which is another one of those old 90s bands. I don't know if you remember that song. The there's only one way of life, and that's your own. No? All right.
I was just getting into that. Carry on.
That stupid tart is such a problem. Oh my god. You guys have the best fake words.
Slang. Slang, I think you'll find.